The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
We've been inside the St. Joseph's camp. Time now to find out what's happening down Colac Way. Their coach, or co-coach, Ryan McSparran, has joined us, and he's standing alongside the Rock Dog, Chris Nichols.
Welcome to K-Rock, Rowan.
Good to be here.
So, just take us back a bit to last year. August, Friday night, 9 o'clock, sport preferably not being played. Can you just take us through briefly from that point to now?
Yeah, well, it's been a long time, really. Seems like we've done three or four pre-seasons back-to-back with no results. So it's been a bit of a challenge, not only for the players, but for the volunteers and everyone behind the scenes. So it's just great to see the boys out here playing football and the girls over the back playing that ball.
Ro, thanks for joining us. Great to have you once again join us as part of... Actually, I think the last time we called a game on K-Rock Footy, you were part of the commentary
star
team.
Star of the show,
you and your old mate Trev Robbo.
I just nearly got the sack.
Yeah, Kersh had gone missing, so we stepped in for the day.
You come in with a co-coach in Darcy Lang. I think it's been undersold how big an addition he is to your club, not only as co-coach, but he's going to have a massive impact on the field.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. He's obviously a quality player. He's played over 50 games of league footy. So you play one game of league footy, you can play and to play over 50 and be in the system for a long time, he's going to be certainly handy for us.
Paul Carson paid no mind to the Henry Walsh discussion, didn't really want any piece of it, but we want your thoughts on the situation. Of course, you've got the best, arguably the best ruckman in the competition already playing for you, and then you go and get the second best probably. There might be some arguments from others around the league, but they're pretty handy, these two. How does the Walsh-Veal combination work?
Yeah, it's going to be a work in progress, I think. Henry's going to start first bounce, so we're going to give him first crack in there, and Veal is going to come and help out when he needs to, but Henry's really excited for the challenge today.
How do you temper the air of expectation, Rowan? We've all put you in the grand final already, and obviously the talk around town is you've got Henry Walsh, you've got Darcy Lang, you lost one game last year, all this sort of stuff. So how do you temper the expectation with actually getting the job done? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. We just go about our business every week and, you know, the old analogy, one week at a time kind of stuff. But we just make sure the boys are enjoying the environment. If they're enjoying it, you usually play good football. So off the back of that, we just want the boys enjoying it and having some fun. As we all know, we've missed a lot of footy over the last couple of years, so it's just about getting back around your mates.
And Darcy's impact as a coach, like for you, how has that worked and how has that helped you and what has he brought differently to the table that might have impacted the group?
Well, he obviously sees the footy a lot better than I, mate. He's played a lot of good football and he's been really, really good. His communication skills are really good and obviously being a Colac boy, he's got a lot of close mates and family there, so the actual connection's been really good.
Speaking with Colac coach Ryan McSparran, he's Matt Kersher on K-Rock Footy.
Ro, not talking about the Henry Walsh or Veal thing, but as you go into a game where you sort of look at it on paper as a coach and you do your matchups and all that sort of thing, when you look at it and you play a side that don't have a recognised ruckman, is it a little bit more that you instruct the midfielders to go on the offensive a little bit more, or is it sort of just keep to what you know and let it take its course type thing?
Yeah, you've got to be a little bit careful with that sometimes, especially if they don't have a designated ruckman. Joey's got some hell of a on-ball brigade when you look at Ferguson and Haynes and Reed and these kind of blokes. So, yeah, if you get too offensive, you're going to get caught out pretty quick, smart, I would have thought.
Does it help you even more when Haynes and Gower are out and then the midfielders start licking their lips for Colac and you've got to keep a rein on them a little bit?
Well, Reed Adams likes cracking in, so the boys better... And Riley Ferguson uses the ball as good as anyone in the comp, so they're both playing, so we've got to keep our wits about us.
Yep.
You got a few blokes that aren't here this afternoon. Joffy Simkin, I understand, a knock to the knee, but he's done some Ks this morning, and you did some of them with him?
I did, yeah. Joffy ticked over about 11 and a half Ks this morning. I obviously didn't do all of those, but I had a kick and put him through some paces, and he's moving really well, so he should be right next week.
Okay, massive game, twilight clash at the Central before Easter. Is there some sort of, I suppose, do you go conservative potentially as well if you think he's not right? Because you've got that extra week up your sleeve going into round three?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a couple of blokes probably in the same boat. Aaron Walters is another one who's not quite right, so we're just going to be cautious. I think because we've missed so much football over the last 2 years, if we're rushing blokes back, we're just going to give them an interrupted season. So we've got to be pretty mindful of those things going forward.
It's one of those ones where they want to play, isn't it? When you
that's right. Yeah, especially because we've missed so much footy, exactly. You've just got to pull them back, which is a challenge.
Yep. Darcy spoke to the media at the season launch during the week, threw some doubt on whether we'd see Zach Zibel at all during the year. Is that legit?
Well, possibly, when you break your leg, you never know. If there's a couple of complications along the way, we might have to rule him out for the year. But he's young, he's fit, and from all reports, if you want to break your leg, it's probably one of the better breaks to have.
Yep. Kane Learson did a knee middle of last year, but his progress has been phenomenal. Will we see him first half of the year?
I think so, yeah. I think for the first time in a long time, he's under 90 kegs, so he's got a bit of a challenge with one of the boys down in Colac with a fitness regime that he's doing, and he's looking really well, really good, sorry, and he's flying on the track, so Kane's going to have a real impact for us this year. A
couple of first gamers. My records tell me Jesse Williamson played junior footy at Colac but didn't any senior footy. He's back from 100 games at Cobden. Yep. What does he bring?
Jesse's got a bit of leg speed, actually. He gives us a bit of outside leg speed. He runs and carries the footy really well and breaks the line, so... We're stoked. I've actually been trying to get Jesse back since I first took over down at Colac, and we finally get him back.
And Aaron Hawker will debut. He's out of your junior program. He was runner-up in the AFL Barwon under-19 best and fairest last year. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, he's only a little fella, but he's really clean and courageous at the football, so we expect him to have a bit of time on ball today and a bit down forward as well.
Fantastic. Ro, really appreciate your time. Great to talk footy with you as always.
Just before I finish up here, King, I just want to say one of my good mates, Lockie Kennedy's over at Bell Park today. Yep. With the Zoe Kennedy Foundation. I know you blokes will be touching on it with awareness and stuff towards asthma, especially asthma in young teenagers and things like that. So if you're able to buy a raffle ticket or support the cause in any way you can, the Zoe Kennedy Foundation, it'd be greatly appreciated. And I know Big Barge would appreciate it too. So if you can jump on board, please do.
Yeah, great article in the Addy during the week as well. And I can give you, we've got it in our spotlight column on krockfootball.com.au, and you can head to, and I'm just trying to find the link here, if you go to figurehead.com.au, and Zoe Kennedy Foundation is where you will be able to find some more details and be able to donate. Hey, great of you to bring that up. I know you're obviously premiership teammate of yours.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
2011. He was pretty good
in
that last
quarter. He turned
the
game, the big fella. Yeah, he went forward and clunked a few and kicked a couple of goals.
Don't hear about it too. He tells us about it all the time.
So he should.
And Dean Talbot's still wondering why Charlie Hallam's got his best on grand medal, but that's another discussion for another day.
Talbot whinging about something, that's nothing new.
Charlie's still sleeping with it, I think. So.
Good luck for the year, O. We look forward to seeing Colac throughout the season, and no doubt we'll be seeing you when the whips are cracking in the year. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Rowan McSparran joining us there from Colac.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.